I'm just like you, you're just like me. We watch a Barbie movie from coast to coast for the BCU review. Yes, I am a girl like you.
Okay, welcome. Welcome to the first episode with my magnificent singing.
Yes.
Yes. Because I am a girl like you.
Yeah, it sounds really good.
Thanks. I tried hard. I worked on it until my roommates came home, and then I didn't work on it anymore because I didn't want them to hear me singing.
It's okay. Your singing sounds really good, though.
Thankfully.
So this week we're reviewing Fairytopia Magic of the Rainbow.
Yeah. It sucks.
Which...
That's my review.
So that's what you thought of it?
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm trying to find the Wikipedia page, but like I can't find it. Wait.
Oh, you go for it, and I'll vamp for a minute. So basically, I thought it was a really cool concept. So, you know, the first 2 minutes is like them recapping the last two movies, which you all already know about.
The recap was too in-depth, though. I was like, I don't care. Also, a lot of it wasn't relevant to this movie at all.
Exactly.
Like, the whole... They didn't mention Mermaidia in this movie at all.
No. Point is, I thought it was a really great concept that she goes... So, Azura, who's from the first movie, asks Barbie, who is Elena this time, right?
Elena? Mm-hmm. Is that what her name is? Yeah, Elena.
Yeah. I love my mom. She just texts me with updates about what she's doing throughout the day. You know, just little things to make sure that everyone can hear my phone buzz on my computer. And I like the concept of Azura asking Elena to be her apprentice, and then she has to go to, like, school with a bunch of other fairies who have, like, different interesting things about them. Mm-hmm. But they didn't, like, go all in on that, like, Barbie goes to school concept, which was a real bummer for me.
I really love, I don't know, this is a cliche or whatever, but I really like when stuff is in a school setting. Like, I don't know.
Me too.
I like it. Like, in, whatever, DC superhero girls, I was like, I like it because they're in, like, a high school. I don't know why that makes it more exciting to me. But, so this one, when she was like, oh, I'm going to school, I was, like, excited. But all of, I don't know, the whole school concept... They didn't really go into
abandoned.
It that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what? They all graduated after 3 days of school? What the fuck? And, like, there was no part where Elena wasn't good at magic. She was just kind of like, oh,
yeah,
I guess
she was
I can
good at magic,
just do it.
But her problem was that she didn't have enough control. But
she
I didn't like
too
it because,
powerful.
Like, all of the school classroom scenes... They were, like, very vague, like, the teacher was like, here, I'm waterbending, do it. And then they, like, did it. And I was like, what kind of lesson is this?
I hate that. I wanted a Leviosa, not Leviosa scene. You know?
Because, like, they did one where they moved water, and then they did another where they, like, danced. Right?
And Barbie was very good at Dance Dance Revolution.
Yeah.
Because there were all these, like, colored bricks that showed up, and she had to, like, touch them in the right order. And
basically.
That's apparently incredibly impressive. I know that it is definitely so that you can make a game based off that for Barbie.com in the early 2000s.
For Barbie.com.
Yes.
Okay, yes. So, in this movie, Azura asks Elena, right, to be her apprentice. So basically, she sends her off to the school with Bibble, and she meets, like, a bunch of, like, really annoying fairies at the school that are other people's apprentices.
Yeah.
I was kind of sad because Nori and Nalu are, like, my favorite characters, but they're not in this movie.
I know. It's... I don't like this movie. It bored me.
So all
I
of
watched,
the...
Okay, I was watching at a regular speed for, like, a little bit. And then I got, like, I don't know, 10 minutes in, and I was like, this can't be over fast enough. And then I moved it up to, like, 2x speed.
Oh my gosh.
Everyone was going real quick.
No, I was, okay, I was watching it, and I was like, not that much is, like, like, I feel like normally in the Barbie movies we're like, whoa, so much happened. But, like, in this movie, like, nothing happened.
Yeah. Like, this movie felt like the first 15 minutes of any other Barbie movie.
Okay, so she's at school and she meets all these annoying fairies. One of them has another puffball that's pink named Dizzle. And I might say Dizzle and Bibble might have more chemistry than some of the other.
Dude, romances. Dizzle and Bibble are the only romance in this. They're like, there's this guy that she meets in the forest. He's like good at talking to animals or something.
Is it Fabian?
Fabian? Felt like his name was like Landon or something.
Linden.
Yeah, there we go.
So I'm just looking at the voice cast. I'm trying to figure out who's who.
Somewhere between Landon and Fabian is Linden.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because when she shows up at the school, she sees this guy who's like talking to this weird looking pony thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is.
Dude, you know that what I'm is talking about. That's exactly what I thought. I was like, what kind of dog is that? Like,
it's a dog. It's a it looks like a My Little Pony, like, you know, the plastic ones?
Yeah, it looks like a little triangle pony. Nose. Did you
but
see that?
But it has
that?
A nose, yeah. And then I think it had wings, right?
Yeah, it had wings. They're just, and then we never see weird. It again.
Yeah.
So it doesn't show back up.
We find out that, well, all of the fairies kind of have, like, different powers, right? Because his power, yeah. I think, is he can understand other languages.
Yeah.
So
you
he
talk
could,
to
like,
birds.
Talk to the animals. And then, like, some of the other fairies. I don't know. There's one that can read the future. There's one that can, I don't know.
There's one that can't touch water.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Because there's a sparkle
fairy.
She's
got sparkles until she touches water.
There's a thing called the sparkle fairy, but I don't know what her powers are, besides they say that she can't touch water.
And the way that she said it originally, it made
me
think,
she was gonna die.
Like, if she touches water, she loses her powers for, like, ever or something.
Yeah,
And then later, too. She's trapped underwater and she's fine after. And
yeah, I thought she was gonna lose her powers forever if she touched water.
Yeah, that's what they made it sound like. They made everything sound much more dangerous than it actually was in this movie.
So basically all the
like
girls...
Like the fairy who can see the future is like a moon fairy and she like
oh, yeah,
comes in and she's just like, terror! Like, awful things! And like all that kind of stuff. And then like, I mean, yeah, people get scared for a minute, but everything turns out fine. Like, they don't have 10 years of winter. Like, that's the ticking clock for this, is that they have to do this like... dance around a flower or they'll have 10 years of winter, which is like mm-hmm. kind of ridiculous to begin with, but okay, sorry I interrupted you continue, my bad.
It's fine. So I was just saying that all the fairies hate her except for this one. I think that's Glee, right?
Yeah, she has the other puffball and
yeah.
Linden seems to like her, like it
oh,
seems
yeah,
like they're trying to do a little bit of romance.
But, like, he doesn't really show up that much. Don't you
yeah,
feel
but
like?
Then he doesn't, like, they don't interact. Like, they go out and hang
well,
out for a minute.
I thought it was funny because when she immediately meets him, she's, like, very, like, she has hard eyes, kind of, because she's very, like, ooh, he's so cute. But then, like,
he is
we
cute.
Don't really. Okay. We don't really get into it, though, yeah. She
like,
doesn't really have a romance.
Barbie, get
with
on
him.
That. Come on.
No. And then there's this fairy that really hates her. I don't know which one it is, though. Is it Sunburst?
Yeah, Sunburst, who's the sparkle fairy. And then the little pink one also hates her. Anyways, and Sunburst
yeah,
hates her because
Sunburst
she thinks
is the
that,
one I'm thinking about, yeah.
Yeah, Sunburst is orange, and she is like, oh, Alina, you think you're all high and mighty and, like, so amazing. And then Alina's like, no, I don't. And she's like, fuck you. And then it's just mean to her the whole time.
Yeah, well, she's like, oh my gosh, like, you save Fairytopia but you suck or whatever, and I'm like, but she like did save Fairytopia, like,
yeah.
I don't know,
she's like, oh yes. You think you're a big deal because you save Fairytopia, and she's like, no I don't, and she's like, yeah you do,
yeah.
Oh no, man.
Yeah, so like they're all training to do, is it the Flight of Spring, is that what it's called?
Yeah, the Flight of Spring.
And during this time, Fungus Maximus is, like, following Lena,
mm-hmm.
and reporting back to Azura, who's still a frog.
Not Azura, that's
Oh, what's Laverna. Her name? Laverna. Azura, no, whose sister's with Laverna?
The Enchantress.
Does she not have a name?
Yeah, she's just called the Enchantress the whole movie. It's like, that's her personality.
Yeah, so Laverna is trying to plot to come back. So Max is following Elena, and he's like, oh, she's training, she's Azura's apprentice and all this stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he comes back to the bogs, right?
Yeah.
And then he transforms into a frog, so, like, he'll look like Laverna, and then she leaves.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess when she leaves the forest, she turns into, like, a real frog, right?
No, she's just the same frog. She just put a cloak on, so you couldn't see her hair.
I thought she couldn't, like...
Oh, yeah, she couldn't talk.
She couldn't talk, yeah.
So she meets up with Lyndon and Elena while they're hanging out. And Elena had learned this, like, spell to get rid of magic shit that happened after she and Spitfire got in a fight.
No, it's Sunburst.
Oh, Sunburst, sorry.
Yeah, they,
there's no one called Spitfire. That was my bad.
They changed their skin color because they threw, like, magic at each other. And then, like, she turned blue or something, right?
Yeah.
Pink? I don't remember.
She turned the other fairy blue, and then the other fairy turned her orange.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was Azura, maybe? That was like, oh, apprentices shouldn't fight, and then she did the reverse magic spell.
Exactly. And then, which is good to know that exists. Sorry, I swear I just heard someone yell my name, but there's nobody in the house, so it's fine. It's fine.
A ghost!
I'm haunted. I mean, that would make sense. I feel like that, like, fits. It's a beautiful day out today. Ooh, excuse me. Anyways, point is, she reverses the spell on the Enchantress. Not the Enchantress, on Laverna.
Laverna.
After Lyndon is like, oh, she says she's from the hinterlands and she got cursed by an evil fairy. And then Elena's like, Azura. No, she's like, Laverna. Gosh, no.
Why do we keep saying she's, I'm sorry.
We're having a hard time. No, it's fine. Like, none of their names are good and they all sound too similar. I'm just cranky about it anyway. I'm kind of cranky about this movie. Anyway, so she makes Laverna not a frog anymore and she turns back into a Laverna. And then she, like, flies away. Mm-hmm. And then...
Which, like, is... It, like, I'm surprised this plan worked, but, like, I'm not surprised, you know?
Yeah. Honestly, you know what? Good job, Laverna. If you can do that, go for it.
Yeah. So the other, like, what are they called? The group that Azura's in.
The what? You know,
the fairies that are the people that have apprentices.
Oh, yeah. The guardians.
The guardians, yes. Like, the other guardians
from the galaxy.
The other guardians are like, oh, I don't think that, Laverna has really escaped, because they show Max as a frog in the place, and they're like, look, Laverna's still there. But then Azura's like, I don't know, maybe we should take this seriously. So, like, you guys should all guard beyond, like, you know, rotating shifts to guard the place.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, and of course, some of the other fairies are mad because they're like, ugh, like, this is all your fault, like, which kind of, it is her fault, kind of.
It is her fault. I mean, okay, part of it, I really felt like they were going to go somewhere with this, but in the very beginning, when she's leaving for the Crystal Palace or whatever, Daffodil or Dandelion, the name of her friend, who's been in all three movies, is like, you know, you don't have to do this on your own. She's like, I know, but I will. And I thought, oh, this is going to be like a learning moment that Elena shouldn't try to do everything on her own. And, like, you kind of do that in the end. Like, in the end, it kind of gets to a point where she doesn't do everything on her own. But
because I felt like, at the end, the other fairies didn't really help her. Like, she was like, what's her name? Sunburst? They're Sunburst was kidnapped, and then all the other fairies are like, okay, but we're gonna stay here, and then she has to, like, find Sunburst herself. Well, they didn't believe
her. That was the other thing. Yeah. So, Sunburst and Small Pixie, that I don't remember the name of, and Fabian.
Is it Shimmer, or is that someone else?
We'll call her Shimmer, that works.
Wait, I'm looking at the Wikipedia.
They're all playing.
I'm looking at Barbie Movies Wiki.
Hell yeah. They're playing ball, and then the ball, like, goes off in, like, to a corner, and so Sunburst goes to get it, and then we see her picking it up and looking up and being like, and then she comes back, and she's got a different attitude, so we all know she's Laverna.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she's super nice to Elena, and Elena's like, what the fuck, but okay. And all the guardians get poisoned with frog venom from Max, and that's kind of, like, an issue, because they're all, like, incapacitated.
Oh, yeah.
And then the Enchantress comes, and she's like, hey, guess what, guys? Sunburst and Elena and Shimmer and all you guys, you're going to have to do the Dance of Spring. I'm going to teach you in 2 days' time. And then we get a fun training montage.
Which is funny, because, like, they've done, like, nothing in class, really. Like,
yeah. No,
they did like a couple, like, they did probably like one day of lessons, right?
Yeah, which is ridiculous, which is why it's ridiculous that they graduate after 3 days. Like, what?
Yeah, I don't know.
Excuse me? Anyways, point is, Enchantress teaches them over a, like, fun montage that feels very, I'll make a man out of you. And, yeah. It's a good one. And Sunburst keeps being, like, nice to Elena, and it keeps, like, freaking Elena out, which, like, yeah. Oh my god, I totally forgot the freakiest part. You remember what the freakiest part is?
I don't know.
Bibble's missing fucking tooth.
Oh yeah, Bibble's, like, Bibble gets losing a loose tooth,
and then he falls out, and then he puts it away for the Tooth Fairy! Sorry, I went into the red with that yell. Anyways. Point is, what the fuck?
Bibble's a baby, I guess.
But I did not like seeing his little puffball tongue wiggling his giant ass puffball teeth. I didn't need to know the puffballs had teeth.
Yeah. So, while all of this is going on with the fairies, Bibble and Dizzle are just, like, hanging out, and, like, they're plotting to catch the Tooth Fairy, right?
Yeah. They're just straight chilling. Anyways, point is, sorry, I just remembered that, and it had to come out at that exact moment. Jesus Christ. Where were we? Oh, training montage. Then the day comes, and they all go to the Crystal Palace, and, like, there's been very little, like, plot up to this point.
Yeah.
Like,
like, half the movie was just them training and dancing, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. And then so they do the dance for the Blush of Spring to make the first Rainbow of Spring.
It's the Otherwise, Flight of Spring, I think.
Oh, Flight of Spring, yeah. But they do, but, like, the point is, they're all different colors, so they make the rainbow.
Oh yeah, they make a rainbow.
They make a rainbow.
Yeah, cuz they have this, like, special bud thing. What is it?
It's called the Blush of Spring.
Oh, is that the Blush of Spring?
Yeah.
The bud.
It's like a little flower bud.
Yeah.
Looks kind of like a tulip. A very intricate tulip. So they all, like, dance around, and in the middle of the dance, Elena realizes that Sunburst isn't Sunburst, and that she's actually Laverna, so she's like, bye! I gotta, like, that's not Sunburst. I'm gonna go find Sunburst. That's Elena. Or Laverna. Whatever. And everyone's Laverna. Like, what the fuck? What? And they're all still mad at her for, like, everything she's done so far, which has led up to these events. And so she leaves, and she's like, Oh, Sunburst is a water is a sparkle fairy. That's what it's called. Mm-hmm. So Alina would have like hid her in water, and then so she's like looking for her, and then she like sees her under the water, and then so she dives in, and like gets her, and then she's like, "Quick, we gotta get back. It's like way worse than you thought it was," and and so they like get back. Just as they're all doing the last thing for the Blush of Spring. And she's like, "That's not Sunburst, that's Laverna."
Yeah, and then she has both like, of them. And then Laverna turns into Laverna for real.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, and then she threatens like the Enchantress, right? And she's like, "If you have to give me power over Fairytopia or else I'll destroy the Blush of Spring." Mm-hmm. Right?
Exactly.
And then the Enchantress is like, "Well, I guess I have to do it because, you know, I don't know."
Yeah.
But I'm like, if Laverna becomes a ruler, though, they're like all dead, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But she... Wait, what happens here? Oh, yeah, okay. She she decides, right, to give her power, but then she destroys the Blush of Spring anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then... Oh, wait, she's about to destroy it, and then Alina goes in front of the beam, right?
Yeah, so she sends a destroying beam at the Blush, and then Alina's like, "No!" And so, like, it's, like, half destroyed. It's, like, all gross and green. Like the gross liver in a green. Mm-hmm. And so she does that, and she, like, turns back. And I guess this is, like, the, like, you don't have to do everything on your own moment.
Oh, yeah, I just remembered this. Because she, like, looks at the other apprentices, and she's like, help me.
And I was like, that's, oof, yikes. Okay. And then she was like, these apprentices can't, like, stop me. I'll pick them off one by one. And then Sunburst is like, "Oh, but we're not going to be coming at you one by one." And then so they all... One of the things that they were learning to do is, like, put the light of themselves into different flowers, which is, like, the thing that they have to do at the end of the Blush of Spring thing, the Flight of Spring, to, like, make the blush bloom or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so they all put their lights into Alina, and she turns into a rainbow, and she's like a little prism because all these different colors are coming, and then she makes it a rainbow. She pushes the light out at Laverna, and it's a very Harry Potter, like, two-color beams, like, hitting against each other.
Mm, yeah.
And then one thing, my favorite line of the movie, the funniest thing that I heard, was when the rainbow beam got all the way to Laverna, and it, like, hits her, and she goes back to the Hinterlands, and she's just like, "I hate rainbows." Yeah. That was pretty good.
Well, because Alina has the rainbow in her eyes, right? She's, uh-huh. I wonder if all the apprentices have the rainbows in their eyes.
Maybe. Or maybe Alina's, like, just special.
That would make sense, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, who told her she had the rainbow in her eye? The Enchantress or Azura?
Azura.
Oh, hmm. I have a theory that all the apprentices have the rainbow in their eye.
Probably.
Because, like, they all control the rainbows, right?
I guess. I thought they just each controlled their own color, but I don't know.
And then Alina controls all of the colors?
She was controlling blue, because she was Azura's apprentice up until that moment where she was controlling rainbow.
Hmm. Yeah, I know.
Because remember, she turned Sunburst blue.
I always forget that, because isn't her colors, like, pink, kind of?
Yeah, it's really weird. I don't get it.
And then after she shoots out the rainbow, she gets a new outfit and she has rainbow wings.
Yeah, they're not good looking compared to her older wings. I liked her butterfly pink wings way better.
You know that's, though, a kid saw that and they were like, "Oh my gosh, I need that new Alina doll."
You know what? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the outfit's not great, but that's fine. I mean, I wasn't asking anything from this movie.
It's funny, though, how always at the end, there's, like, a magical transformation where she gets a new outfit. Don't you?
Yeah, every movie.
I was thinking that, too, because in the new Frozen movie, Elsa's singing a song. And, you know, in, like, Let It Go, she changes her outfit. And I'm like, that kind of makes sense. But in the new movie, she sings another song and she changes her outfit. And I was kind of like, why though. Okay. Like, I don't know, like, I mean, I kind of get it.
Outfit change.
But why, you know?
It's because an outfit change equals character growth. Mm-hmm. How do you know that the character has grown and changed if their outfit doesn't change? That's the real question.
Okay, all of I'm looking at Magic the Rainbow, and all of the DVD covers have her new outfit. What a spoiler.
Yeah, major spoilers. But, I mean, I don't think Barbie really cares about spoiling.
This picture is really funny because, like, Bibble looks so creepy in the corner.
Bibble looks creepy constantly, especially with that fucking loose tooth. Ugh.
Yeah. So, she has these rainbow wings. It's not the cutest look. I actually really liked her mermaid look, probably. That was my favorite
Me
look
too.
She had.
The mermaid look is the best look.
Okay, I have to say, though, I was I always thought as a kid, I never saw this movie, but I thought this movie ended with her getting wings and a tail. And I was convinced.
You told me that before.
I was convinced. Yeah, I lied because I was convinced that happened, but that didn't happen. I thought this movie was kind of like anticlimactic for like the end of
the
series. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like, after she defeats Laverna, then they have their graduation, right?
Yeah. So 3 days to graduation. We all get a little pendant with different things that are like them on it. Sunburst comes up to Alina and she's like, how did you know that it wasn't me? And she was like, because you were so fucking nice to me. And yeah, and then they hug.
Yeah, and then like what's his name?
Lyndon.
He and like Alina, they're like, oh, I guess I'll see you around again. Like,
I'll miss you.
Yeah, but it's like weird because they like didn't really have
interact
a
at all.
Yeah. And I
what do you mean you're gonna miss her? Where were the great scenes of you two by the lockers hanging out just chatting? What?
Yeah, because like I thought it was weird though, because at the very end of the movie she's like, oh, I need to go back to the meadows or whatever, and then like every fairy is still there except for her, you know? Like, yeah. Why is she the first to leave?
Because they didn't like her. This was all a fake graduation ceremony because she fucked up so bad. This was their way of getting
rid
of her.
The school.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But they didn't want to tell her that she was kicked out.
No one else left at the end except for her and Bibble.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Bibble and Dizzle, they see the Tooth Fairy, I think, right?
They see the shadow of the Tooth Fairy.
Yeah.
And so Bibble gets a little cupcake as a treat.
A gift from the Tooth Fairy. Mm-hmm.
And then Dizzle has a loose tooth.
Oh.
Dun-dun-dun.
Ew. And then... Is that the end when she's flying
away?
Yeah,
and that's the end.
Oh, and then there's a bunch of rainbows when she's flying back to the meadows, right?
Yes. She has a trail of rainbows, and then it's cut to black credits. This movie bored me. It took us, like, a quarter of the time to go through all of this that it normally takes us to review a whole movie.
Yeah, well,
we've been talking for 30 minutes, and normally it takes us, like, 2 hours.
Well, normally we just go on a lot of tangents, but...
Yeah, but this movie didn't even inspire any tangents.
That's true. I'm trying to think of anything else to say about
it. I didn't want to talk about any characters and maybe secret lives that they have or anything else that I normally do. Because I just don't care.
Yeah, there's not much happening here. All of the new characters are pretty, like... They just introduce a bunch of them. Like, there's this one guy who's obsessed with his appearance.
I think that's Fabian.
Oh. I don't know. There's seven guardians, fisting. Right? Eight? Hmm? Seven. Seven guardians?
Seven.
Seven
guardians plus Enchantress, who's the rainbow.
Let me think. There's Alina, there's Shimmer, there's Sunburst, there's the two boys, that's five.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Who are the... Oh, there's the Moon Fairy.
And then the Spring Fairy, who has Dizzle.
Oh, what's her name? Glee. Okay, yeah. So, like, they're all pretty, like, they all hate her at the beginning, and she couldn't fit in. And then she meets Glee and their friends, kind of.
And Lyndon seemed to be chill with her in the beginning.
Yeah, but it was weird, because I didn't even think he was an apprentice, because he wasn't really hanging out with the rest of them.
Well, she asked him, are you an apprentice? And he was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Well, I guess maybe he wasn't hanging out with them, because all the apprentices are kind of mean.
Yeah.
Honestly, why did they, I'm questioning the other fairies' judgments, because their apprentices aren't good people.
Yeah. Ugh. I want to know which one was Ruby's, because that's because Ruby was obsessed with being tall.
Oh, it's so probably that guy with the mirror.
He wasn't wearing red. Yeah, exactly.
Well, she's not wearing pink. I mean, blue. She's wearing pink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The colors are very abstract. I don't know.
Who's to say? Who's to say?
Okay, I'm looking at a picture of her wings, though, and there's six colors on it. So is there only six fairies? Also, there's pink on this rainbow twice.
What?
It's pink, orange, yellow, green, blue, pink kind of again.
What the fuck? No, I'm sure there's seven of them.
Oh, maybe pink and purple are kind of blended together.
Indistinguishable, yeah. I don't know, man. I give up. This movie really took it out of me. I just desperately wanted to tell you how much I disliked it, like, before we even started recording, but I try to save my emotions until we start talking.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought that the ending was kind of like, when she just left, I was like, I thought this was supposed to be the big ending of the Fairytopia franchise, but, like, they didn't really conclude anything.
Real whimper.
Like, I guess they beat Laverna.
Yay! Again! For the third time. It's like, didn't feel like a big deal this time.
Yeah, they should have, like, gotten rid of her for good. I was gonna say they should have killed her for good.
They should have murdered her!
I thought she died in the first movie. Remember?
Me too. Yeah, we had a whole convo about that.
Because she disintegrated into sprinkles. I mean, not sprinkles, sparkles.
Yeah, sprinkles, sparkles, same diff. Sparkle. Sparkle, sparkle.
Oh, that's like Shiver.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Was that Instagram post that you made where the caption was sparkle, 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 a Shiver reference?
No, it wasn't supposed to be, but maybe subconsciously I referenced Shiver. I'm always thinking about Barbie movies, I guess.
Aren't we all?
Yes, Sarah's been making some great memes for our Instagram. I love them. You should post more. I know you've had some stocked up, so.
Yeah, I'm trying to post one a day, but I need to make some more so that I don't lose them all.
Maybe try to make a nice Fairytopia one.
Yeah, I'll make a Fairytopia one for this one. I did like my Mermaidia one about the high friend, though.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
I noticed that when I don't reference, like, drugs or depression, they get more likes, so I might try to start doing more family-friendly memes, though.
Oh. I like that one.
Me too. I think it's funny. If you want to know what you're talking about, you should go to Your Just Like Me podcast on Instagram.
It looks like the next Barbie movie is Barbie Island Princess. Barbie as the Island Princess. Is it a musical? Did you tell me it was?
You told me that once. If it's not, it's fine. But I would like a musical.
I think there's at least a couple songs.
Okay. I can do a song or two. You know what I've been thinking a lot about recently? This isn't a Barbie movie. I've just been thinking about how much I love Tangled.
Mm.
It's just such a good movie.
Is that your favorite Disney movie?
I don't know if it's my favorite, but like, I'm very into it at this exact moment. I've been thinking about that song with the lanterns.
I see the light. Wait, at last I see the light?
Yeah, that song really gets me.
It's very beautiful.
It makes my heart hurt in the best way possible.
I haven't seen Tangled in a while.
I've been having a lot of emotions. Can we do that as our bonus episode?
I don't know, though. Should we go into Disney?
No, I want to. We'll do that once we run out. We'll do that once we run out of things.
I'm thinking next week. Actually, I haven't decided our next week movie yet.
Mm-hmm. We can decide that after the call.
I was kind of thinking Monster High, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We got this.
We could do an Ever After High.
Hmm.
We could do whatever. What's another franchise? We could do another DC Superhero Girls.
Could do a Polly Pocket.
I don't know. I think there's only like a couple Polly Pocket movies, but that's true. There's a lot of Monster High ones, which I thought might be good.
Totally down for it. We could do the other DC Universe one so that we get all those. We could do them in like rounds so that we get them all.
but maybe more variety is good. I don't know. Okay. Do you want to rate this movie, I guess?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, what do you want to start
with? Let me pull up my Barbie Cinematic Universe scoreboard, which I actually do have.
That's great.
Isn't it? All right. So, plot. What are we saying?
Ooh.
Can I just say plot? What plot?
Is it mean if I say two?
No, I was going to say two also. I'm not going to call it a one because there was like something happened. But I mean, like
stuff happened, but not that much happened.
No good things happened. I didn't enjoy anything that happened. Characters?
Honestly, they introduced a bunch of characters, but they're all very boring.
Yep.
Maybe like a three.
Cool, I'm giving it a four. Because, like, I mean, I don't know. I thought it was kind of interesting that there were people who weren't just, like, automatically in love with Barbie, but weren't necessarily villains, but still, didn't love the character. Art. I actually thought that the animation for this and, like, the colors popped a lot more. I thought it was much better than the past two, like, Fairytopia movies.
Yeah, I thought compared to probably the first Fairytopia, it improved a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's what I'm saying.
Five?
Yeah, I'll say
that's
five.
That's still kind of low.
That sounds about good.
but I'm going to say
no,
five.
No, it's about with... Okay, so Mermaidia, we both gave it a two.
Really?
And then Fairytopia, oh, we both like, gave it threes.
That's because we didn't like the character design.
Yeah, we hated the character. You know what? Actually, yeah. No, I'm changing my answer to three because I hated her end outfit.
Oh, and now I'm thinking about some of the other fairies, though. Like, I really didn't like Shimmer. Mm-mm. I don't know why in these movies they're so afraid of, like, the Kelly-looking characters.
I know.
And they make these weird, like, super skinny with really huge head characters.
Yeah. They look like they should be, like, on a car dashboard, like a bobblehead.
Yeah. But I don't
like... Did Barbie ever make bobbleheads?
Probably. Okay, I'm gonna say four.
Okay. 4/5... No, 4/3. Yep. romance. What Ooh, romance?
Are we gonna rate Shiver and... No, not Shiver. Bibble and Dizzle. That's it.
Bibble and Dizzle.
I mean, their romance was...
They're infants.
They had chemistry, though.
Infants they hung with out, chemistry.
They hung out more than Lyndon and Elena.
Yeah.
I would say they had a more compelling
and
romance.
And they kissed.
They kissed?
Yeah, he gave her a kiss at the end when he was leaving.
Oh. Wait, like on the cheek, right?
On the mouth,
it
I think.
It's on the mouth?
It looked... His head covered her head. So, like,
oh my gosh,
you
didn't
know exactly where it was going.
Well, we don't know if they're really babies.
They're losing teeth, ma'am.
I don't know what kind of species this is, though.
We're just going to say they are amorphous blobs.
Okay, I'm going to look at Bibble and
Dizzle
now because I want to know if they kiss.
And I'm still giving it, like,
oh my gosh.
A three. What?
There's this picture. I wonder if this is, like, a fan picture. But there's picture of, like, Bibble and Dizzle, like, holding hands and then Elena's, like, waving them. off into the as they like fly into the sunset. Ugh. Not in the sunset, but like they I don't know. I'll send you this picture. It's very funny.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, people are saying Bizzle forever. Bibble plus Dizzle.
It's a real ship.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Okay, if you want to see some weird stuff. Not weird, but if I just searched Bibble and Dizzle because I wanted to see if they kiss. And there's like all these weird like Bibble like fan art kind of. Not like fan art, but like edits of them like, you know like when people make edits of couples.
Yeah.
But for Bibble and Dizzle. And there's this one where a Bibble has a Shrek head. Wait, not Shrek.
No.
What's his name? From Monsters, Inc. Scully. A Scully head. Because they're kind of the same colors, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't know why I said Shrek. I know the different... Monster High's one... I mean, not Monster High. What's it called?
Dude,
Monsters,
you're losing it.
Monsters, Inc. is one of my favorite movies, so... I don't mean to disrespect it.
No, you're good. Don't worry. Okay, I don't think you're disrespecting it.
There's a Bibble stuffed animal that's actually kind of cute.
I believe it. He looks like he'd be a good stuffed animal.
But it doesn't look anything like the character design.
Yeah.
But it has a really intense eyelashes. Romance? Okay, sorry. I'm trying to gauge right. from Google Images how I feel about this romance. Okay, are we just rating Bibble and Dizzle, or do you want to rate Elena and What's-His-Face, too?
We can rate Elena and What's-His-Face. But, like, I don't think anything was there, so, like...
Maybe the romance in general.
Yeah. The romance of the movie.
I'm gonna say... 4.
Yeah, I'm saying 3, so... You're better than me.
Bibble and Dizzle, they had some chemistry. Elena and Lyndon, they didn't really have... she liked him, but she didn't make a move, so...
Yeah. Come on, girl. Bust a move. Bust it. You know that song?
Which one?
Bust a Move?
Probably. I was thinking about that Carly Rae Jepsen song where she says... Wait, isn't that where she says something about, I just want a bus to move?
Maybe, I don't know.
Wait, no, is that not a Carly Rae Jepsen song? What do you think? Who sings that song?
All right, while you're thinking of that, I'm going to rate dialogue.
Wait, in Party for One, I think she says that.
Probably.
Anyway, I like that song.
It is a good song. It's a very good song. I love Carly Rae Jepsen.
I don't know. Listen to Party for One and see if she says something about busting a move.
Okay, I'll do that. Dialogue.
Ooh. It sounded like I said ew, but I just said ooh. Sorry. Yeah, but the dialogue was kind of weak. It is kind of ew.
What? Everything sucked. There was... I can't think of anything other than that line, I hate rainbows.
Yeah. I'm going to say, like, a 3.
Me too.
Honestly, like, the dialogue in this movie was very, like, boring.
Mm-hmm. No, it was just, like, everything was so bland. And villain.
One thing I was going to say about the dialogue, though, is, like, mm-hmm. I don't really like it when movies, you know, do a lot of exposition, like, at the beginning when they're, like, telling you the whole story. But I kind of wish, like, instead of them just recapping what happened in the other movies, they could, like... reference it in the movie somehow.
Yeah,
like at the beginning, like,
or even if they were gonna recap it, just talk about it at some point in the middle so that it wasn't just kind of like a useless recap that you just had because this is the third in the movie.
Well, like in the movie, Sunburst did mention that she saved Fairytopia, but I was like, they could have at the beginning been like, oh, I just got back from the Mermaidia and I saved the world or whatever. I don't know, because she was mm-hmm. talking to Dandelion and stuff. But, yeah. Like, Dandelion, even though she's her best friend or whatever, she isn't really in any of the movies.
I know. It's very sad. Dandelion's left behind constantly.
And her house.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what flower it is.
Peony.
Is it peony?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, villain? Laverna again?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Every
time
she... Can I just
give her the same score I gave her last time?
What was it?
2.
Yeah, I would say 2 again. She's a very boring villain. Every time she comes back, it's more boring.
Yeah, no, she doesn't... Like, you'd think she'd change up her, like, the way she does things. If she's gonna, like, you know, be around so often.
Well, like, obviously they were like, she's a really good villain, so we need to have her come back. Like, she's, like, Elena's...
Is she, though?
She's Elena's sworn enemy or whatever. But, like, I don't really... There's just not much there with their rivalry.
Yeah. It's pretty bland. Like, it's mostly just, like, Laverna being trapped in the hinterlands, and then... trying to figure out a way to get out and get back at Elena. And...
Yeah, and she's just really jealous of her sister because she's the Enchantress, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Which, I mean,
jealousy doesn't look good on anyone.
They just need some good family therapy, and...
Yeah. Don't we all?
And because her Laverna trying to take over her throne or whatever is not really getting them anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
That's kind of why I felt like this wasn't the end of the movie franchise, because every time Laverne has been, like, banished, she just comes back. So I'm like, what's stopping her from coming back again?
Exactly.
They needed some sort of, like, you know, good talk with the Enchantress and Laverna where they come to an agreement or something.
Yeah. No, that would be a good way to handle it. Ooh, babe, guess what? We have a new low. In last place, Magic of the Rainbow, with 2.92 out of 10.
Wait, what's second to last?
Nutcracker, with 3.4.
Okay, this movie is worse than Nutcracker.
It is. I think this is the worst one.
I stand by that score.
Yeah, me too. I think we did a good job.
Rating it.
Yeah. You know what? It felt like there should have been another, like, hour of movie after this. I didn't want another hour of movie, but, like, this didn't feel right.
Yeah, we need, like, a conclusion.
Exactly.
That's what I thought was weird about this movie, too, is it's the conclusion, but they introduce, like, 90% of the cast as new characters.
Exactly. And then they don't do anything with them.
And then
they
didn't do
anything fun with the school plot or anything.
The old characters, like Nori and Nalu, they don't even show up, so...
I know, and I love Nori and Nalu.
What's the point?
I'd love to check in on their relationship, see how their royal affair is going.
We should have, like, had a nice little, like, she visits them and they're married or whatever.
Yeah.
They're dating.
They go to the wedding. Wouldn't that be fun? And she takes, like, what's-his-face as her date?
Oh, Linden.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, like, I guess they're afraid to have a wedding that's not Barbie, I feel like.
Barbie can be the one who's, like, the bridesmaid. It's fine.
Because they always have... It's, like, always Barbie's wedding, right? Except for there's that one where in Princess and the Pauper, her mom's, like... They're having a wedding for her mom in Preminger, right?
Yeah. I guess so. But it doesn't go through. And it's an evil plot, so...
Yeah.
Any wedding that does not involve Barbie is evil.
It's, like, in the last movie, The 12 Dancing Princesses, right? They're, like, suddenly getting married at the end.
Yeah, that was wild. I did not enjoy that. I enjoyed it all up to that point.
Yeah.
That was a good romance. That was a good romance until the surprise wedding.
The surprise wedding. Yeah. Just,
you know what? He could propose to her first, you know? He could get down on one knee and give her a ring or something like that. And I'd be like, yeah, okay.
But, like, why would he propose to her when they haven't even started, like, dating? Okay, well, I assume there's a time skip between the end of that movie and the wedding. But
it just doesn't feel time skippy.
It kind of seemed like the next day they're getting married.
It felt like the next day. What the fuck?
At least in this movie, it wasn't like the epilogue is her and Linden surprise getting married.
Oh, yeah. That would have sucked.
Actually, I don't even know if there is marriage in this Fairytopia world.
Yeah. No, there must be, because they were didn't somebody, like, say something about Nalu and Nori?
Oh, but they're mermaids. I don't know.
Yeah. So maybe fairies are, like, asexual beings.
I don't know. Because there's really not that much men in the fairy world, kind of.
Yeah.
Which makes
it's me... It's, like, 75% women.
Which makes me think that they probably wouldn't be getting married to men anyway. Yeah. I don't know.
Are they all lesbians?
I have amazing. No idea. Also, like, the royalty, they're not really royalty. It doesn't seem like there's any, like, princes and queens and kings and stuff, right?
Yeah.
They're all just, like...
Yeah, well, Laverna told the Enchantress to abdicate her throne to her.
Yeah.
So she has some sort of birthright kind of thing going on.
I guess that's true.
But, like, it's very unclear.
Mm-hmm.
And also... What gives the Enchantress the right to rule? She does basically nothing in all of these movies except a minor training montage at the end.
Yeah. Like,
everyone's like, oh, she's so powerful. And, like, she does nothing to stop Laverna any single time. Like, what?
Maybe she doesn't really want to fight her sister. Maybe that's a deep backstory for the Enchantress.
I mean, yeah, but she, like, then she should say that. She should be like, I'm not going to fight you. You're my sister or something. You know, like, it's a Barbie movie. You can be very, like, upfront and basic with the dialogue. It's fine. Like,
Yeah, I just assumed that she was first born and then, like, her parent. Or, oh, I guess you're right, though. I don't know, but we don't see anyone pregnant or anything, but it's not like we really do in any of these movies.
Yeah.
But it's like...
I don't know, man.
It's especially weird because no one's... seems like... everyone seems like they're the same age, I guess, right?
Yeah. Except, it's weird. It's a little sus.
I guess some of the fairies, like, at the very beginning of the movie when they were, like, following around Elena, they look kind of younger, but, like, because some of the fairies are just small, you know?
Yeah,
I just assume exactly. They're just small fairies.
I haven't seen a single child in this universe.
I kind of assumed that Elena was birthed out of her flower.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know how...
how are fairies made?
You know how in some, like, stories people say that, like, mermaids are born out of, like, clamshells or whatever?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's kind of how I thought of this. Like, I thought they just came out of the flowers.
Okay, yeah, I'm down with that.
Except, though, in the last movie, I feel like they did mention that Dandelion has parents, right?
Yeah, she has a mom.
And I'm like...
That
she's the only one, like, with a parent.
Is she... Oh, my God, then Dandelion must be some sort of freak of nature to everyone else.
Well, Elena doesn't have
parents. Someone who was actually birthed.
She doesn't have a family.
Yeah, no one that we know of other than Dandelion and the Enchantress have any family, like, relatives.
Hmm.
The Enchantress has Laverna, who's a sister, and Dandelion has a mother. That's all we know.
Okay, I'm convinced that she was born out of a flower, then, because that makes the most sense to me.
What if Dandelion's mother is the flower? What if her flower is just, like, a big worry wart, whereas, like, Peony's kind of, like, chill?
Maybe. I mean, we never see her.
Yeah. And she's just always like, your mom, you gotta go home. Like, yeah. Maybe?
It's possible.
And then, ooh, what if Laverna and the Enchantress are, like, twins? They were born out of the same flower at the same time, and that's what makes them sisters.
Hmm. That makes sense. But why would they be ruler, then?
I don't know. Maybe it was a special flower.
It's a special flower.
Maybe they were, like, born first, because, like, okay, so in the original, as far as I know it, like, call me out if I'm wrong, but in the original, like, Wonder Woman, the way that the Amazons were, like, born is that they were, like, born from the... I think they were born from the sea foam and the spirits of wronged women when, like, the Greek goddesses plus Hermes, because he's an ally, like, birthed them into existence, like, via their just, like, wishing it so. And so the first one to come out was Hippolyta, and then so she was the ruler. And then the second one was her, like, sister, and, like, they were, like, co-rulers for a while, and then they split off and they're two different sections of Amazonians.
I mean, it's possible.
When they're on the island. So, like, maybe it's kind of something like that, was, like, Enchantress was first, so she gets to make the decisions.
Yeah, probably, because, I don't know. They never really get into it, I guess, but...
Yeah. What is the use of male versus female, like, sex characteristics then in fairies if they're all born from flowers? Like, why are the guys even there?
Yeah, why are the guys? I don't know.
Sorry.
They wanted Elena to have a romance, I guess, so they made that.
But, like, then she doesn't.
In the first movie, the only male character was that Ruby or whatever, right?
Yeah, Ruby, and then Nalu is there for a minute, and they kind of hold hands.
What do you mean?
And then Bibble gives her a hard time, and she's like, I'm not blushing, what are you talking about?
Oh.
And then that's totally sidestepped, and
but
it's
that's
like, oh no, Nalu's
with
Nori.
But that's different, because he's a mermaid, Nori. I feel like. I'm talking about the fairies.
So, like, are fairies just, like, not into fairy dudes? They're into, like, mermen, then?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, mermaids are fucking hot. Fairies?
Yeah.
Anyways, mermaids are hot, fairies are dumb, according to Elena.
Okay, well...
That's the gist.
That's our thrilling review of... Yeah. Of Barbie. What's it called? Fairytopia, Magic of the Rainbow.
Oh, God.
I guess the next movie will be Barbie... I mean, the next movie will be a bonus episode, and then the week after that, we'll do Barbie as the Island Princess.
Woo!
Yeah. I don't know. Do you have anything else to say?
No, I think I'm good. You'll cut out anything I say that's, like, completely idiotic, right, babe?
Yeah.
Aw, I love you. All right. So, that was Magic of the Rainbow. I'm just like you.
You're just like me.
Yeah. And we actually recorded an episode that's less than an hour for once. Congratulations, us.